Thank you, Mr. President. Concerning Agenda Item 1 on the challenges to inclusion and equality, May I for Peace is concerned about the worsening challenges and obstacles to the integration, equality, and effective economic and social participation of minorities in Ethiopia. MAAT also regrets Ethiopia's continued refusal to conduct environmental impact assessment studies in the area surrounded by the Renaissance Dam, which increases the fears of residents in this area and makes them vulnerable to displacement and forced displacement. Mr. President, the alleged development plans and promises in Ethiopia should not be an excuse for violating the rights of minorities and indigenous people. At the time of the forum is being held, minority communities in Ethiopia are still facing systematic and structural challenges that hinder their full integration into society and hamper their ability to achieve equality and social and economic participation, including challenges related to worsening practices of government discrimination against individuals belonging to minority groups in accessing public services, their exclusion from effective and meaningful participation in decision-making processes, their lack of political representation in various public positions, and their inability to access economic resources, agricultural land, and economic and educational opportunities. They are deprived of access to work, excluded from access to housing and healthcare services, as well as the integration challenges created by language barriers and cultural differences, which led to their complex exclusion and marginalization in Ethiopian society. Mr. President, MAAT calls on the Ethiopian authorities to take urgent and rapid measures to address the challenges facing inclusion and equality and to enhance the social and economic participation of minorities in Ethiopia and conduct studies to assess the environmental impact in the area adjacent to the Renaissance Dam. Thank you.